Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Wednesday night informal technet. This event's held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147, 165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anybody would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, Q&A, regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and any other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a particular topic tonight. I have a few that I wanted to bring up on Sunday when I had to head out and wasn't able to conduct the net. I appreciate N7IVV for covering for me while I had to race to West Virginia. But before we get started into those topics, is anybody listening that has a particular topic that they would like to discuss? Please call KS1PPY.
KX4KU.
KX4KU. Go ahead, give us your topic, over.
Well, I just wanted to make a brief announcement to ask everybody who was at Field Day, those who provided me pictures, thank you. For those of you to still have some or send me, this is just a reminder to get them to me. I won't start on it until this weekend, but I wanted to just tickle everybody's whatever it is as a reminder. That's it. KS1PPY, KX4KU.
Ah, roger that. Okay, so we'll tack that on to announcements. Announcements will go real quick. I'll buzz through those. The monthly club meeting, July 8th. At 7:15 at the PATH Foundation. It'll be in-person meetings. And the only other thing is the Berryville Ham Fest, August 1st, sponsored by the Shenandoah Valley ARC. That's up in Berryville. Berryville Ham Fest, go figure. Are there any other announcements and or topics that anybody would like to discuss? Call now.
N7IVV.
N7IVV, go ahead, give us your announcement.
I was waiting for Rich. He might step in and mention it, but he might talk about it in a minute. The annual 13 Colonies commemoration event will be held tomorrow through the 7th of July. And there will be 15 special event stations, Kilo 2, Alpha through what? Mike, November, and then two other special ones. But anyway, one for each of the 13 original colonies located in each state. And then one for William Penn, I think it is, out of Philadelphia. And then there's another one that actually is over in England. And I'm drawing a blank on the call sign. Forgive me, I don't have the website up or anything, but I'm actually going to be operating satellite for them for some of the period, and Rich is going to be doing FT8 under the Kilo 2 Bravo is the Virginia call, and each of the other colonies will have one. And of course, there's a lovely certificate that one can earn, suitable for framing, and for getting all 13 colonies, and then you get the two bonus ones. And so, anyway, just another piece of wallpaper. It's always fun. It's a fun thing to chase down. They're doing it on, like I said, FT8, and then all of the other regular bands, and I think there's CW and SSB, and I don't know what all, but pretty much any contact counts. So keep an ear peeled for that, and there may be some more announcements coming down from Rich or something, who's not sure if he's had it before or not. But anyway, there you go, N7IVV.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. I had not heard about the... Well, I had heard about the 13 colonies, but I'm looking forward to more information on it as we go through here. Let's go ahead and get around to check-ins. That way we have everybody checked in, and then we'll start down some topics. Please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, if you would. I'm still kind of new at this. Please call KS1PPY.
This is Kilo 1 Hotel, Tango Victor.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, in and out.
Kilowatt Yankee 4, Delta November, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4,
Lima Charlie.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Alpha Golf 4, Victor Alpha.
Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Papa Victor.
Okay, let's hold up there for just a second. I got KX4KU and N7IVV. I went ahead and logged you guys in early. I got K1HTV. Then there was somebody in there that I could not hear or was doubled with. Hold on, I'll get back to you here in a second. WB7RAV was in and out. KY4DN was in and out. Thank you guys for joining us. Let's see, KO4LLC, KM4OZH, AG4VA, and KJ7APV. Is there anybody I missed, did not call, or you haven't had a chance to check in? Please call now.
WD8QCN, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, evening, Sippy.
King Ocean 4, Charlie Lincoln Robert.
KO4, Lima Kilo X-ray, no comments.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima.
Okay, real quick, the one that had ocean in it, you threw me all off with the phonetics. Please give me your call sign again. Okay, we had the KO4 ocean station that I couldn't get the rest of it. The phonetics threw me all off. There was another KO4 just after, and I got Bob KN4STL. Anybody else that I missed or got the call signs wrong?
Ski Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Oh, apologies, Steve. I did get you WD8QCN, and I think that was KO4CLR, and then there was one other. Anybody I missed?
KD4SC.
Okay, KD4SC, not coming up. Did I get that right? That's Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Charlie, is that correct?
Yep. Long-time member of the Foster Family Radio Station, about 30 years. Anyway, Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Victor, KD4SC, Dave.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, so my topic for this evening, since most everybody was kind of burned out on Sunday and probably didn't get in there, and I missed my opportunity to host the net that night for all the excitement, was basically my comments or anybody else's comments that didn't get a chance for Sunday's net to let us know how their field day went, what they did, and what all they learned from it. Alternatively, as I learned at the field day, was how to operate a whole bunch of other modes. So I figured that if you didn't make it out the field day, please just share with us what your favorite mode was. I got to work the digital modes, the phone modes, and I did not get around to CW, but I've discovered that I have a lot more to learn about CW, so I got really excited with the digital modes on the VHF-UHF and had a pretty good run on the phone modes. I think I touched just about everything there at field day. It was just such great fun. I really, really had a blast with it. So go ahead and make your way through there. Let us know what your favorite mode is, and if you had anything else to add for your field day experiences. We'll start off with Kevin, KX4KU. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, KX4KU. And then that, good evening, Sippy. How you doing tonight? Thank you very much for doing the net tonight and getting swapping places with Brad. I just want a couple other things with 13 colonies. The first thing is that if you send in a couple of bucks or something like that, I forget the rules right now, but you can get QSL cards from them all. And, or maybe they don't charge. I don't remember. Anyway, they're very unique looking QSL cards, and people who have worked at all the stations, some people have taken the QSL cards and framed that around the certificate itself. So, just something else that you can get. And I took a quick look, and I noticed that this year, which I think is new since I hadn't seen it before, is in addition to the Great Britain station, or the UK station, the GB13 Charlie Oscar Lima, there's also a Tango Mike 13 Charlie Oscar Lima for France this year. So that's new. If KD4SV is listening, as he checked in, just want to double check with him if he got my email. And on field day, my favorite mode was CW. That's all I did. I was going to operate some. I was going to operate some. Try the satellite station, but there was nothing good while I was there. And I was going to go into the digital station, but that seemed to be packed every time I went over there. So there's always next year. No big deal. Other than that, nothing else to say. I'll turn it back over to you, KS1, PPY, KX4, KU, back to net.
Oh, okay. I'm getting more and more excited about this 13 colonies thing. Yeah, and I definitely appreciate Brad taking the last minute. I know he was exhausted from staying up till all hours of the night to get those satellite contacts. I got a chance to go out and hang out with him for one of the passes of the ISS, and even though we didn't make any contacts, it was still cool to see his little antenna track that across the sky and actually be able to see the ISS go across the sky. It was quite amazing. I'm glad he was able to take those, and we'll get down. KD4SV, he's a little bit further in the list, but I'll try to remind him. I was listening to Sunday Night's Net on recordings. I forgot to remind everybody that these net recordings should be available about an hour or so after we finish each night. So if you miss a net, you can always go back and listen to the subjects or listen to what all was said. It's very helpful for me for running tonight's net. All right, Brad, over to you, N7IVV.
Good evening. Thanks for running the net, Sippy. This is N7IVV. Couple things that, I don't know, esoteric may be the wrong word, but about field day that I learned that we need to be sure, you know, write down someplace. Make sure that when we launch N1MM, we launch it as administrator, run it as administrator. That was causing us some grief throughout the couple of days there because we kept losing the connection periodically from to the network, to the net log. And also, I guess we had some firewall problems, so a couple of things. Andy came around and rescued us on Sunday there, I guess, or whatever. But anyway, just one of those kind of technical things to remember. Lots of things to learn, both from setting up and, you know, for one thing, setting up. It looks like we probably did not need any Ethernet cable with everybody clustered as close together as they were. I think we could have done Wi-Fi with just a single router as far as connecting the computers together. So that's another one we'll test next year. So as far as operating and stations and whatnot, I think it went really well. So it was a good time, and the food, of course, was great. Probably don't need quite as much as we brought this year, but better have more than less. Yeah, the biggest thing for me was not to do the entire thing. I was... I found myself kind of in an awkward place because the first satellite pass that was workable was at 2 a.m. in the morning. And so, you know, what are you going to do? Of course, I could have gone home and come back. But anyway, Sippy, I did work the ISS on the next pass when they went over. They were real strong, and I got two contacts with them. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And, of course, I did FT8 and FT4 and I think next year I'll do some more RITI, and I should have got some PSK-31 just to kind of help John out with that, because I enjoy doing digital stuff. I don't know. It's not that I don't like talking to people, but I kind of like to be able to sit back and punch the computer and make contacts. So, and yeah, the 13 colonies, that's going to be interesting too. I've got myself on the schedule for tomorrow, for the next 4 days, from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., and it turns out there's no FM satellites coming over at that time. So I'll be working the single sideband satellites. So if anybody wants to try their hand at doing the easy sats with their aero antenna, you'll have to do it during the day. And, of course, if anybody would like to come over and try it here with me on the weekend or, frankly, even during the day, I'm pretty flexible for work. You're welcome to do that. So I guess that's it. KS1PPY and 7RMPV.
Oh, fine business. Yeah, I'm glad you were able to make a satellite contact, even if I wasn't around for it. Real quick, before I go too much further on, have you heard anything about how many points or how many contacts we made total over?
Well, yeah, but I don't have it handy. Kevin probably knows off the top of his head. John sent a preliminary number out to us earlier, and I don't have it in front of me, so I guess kick it over to Kevin. He can give you a better number.
Oh, it's all good. I was just curious. Maybe somebody will make a groups.io post at some point on how we did overall. I do know I was able to get one or two kind of a e-skip two-meter contact with somebody up in New Jersey area. Not too much of a skip, but I know Sunday Night's Net, we were talking about some of the six-meter and two-meter contacts that were made, and I had a lot of fun with those. I think I made 40 or 50 contacts from the UHF-VHF all band, and then I lost track of how many I got on 8-meter phone on Friday. Learned a lot from Justin on running that kind of stuff, and kind of got over some mic shyness for doing phone stuff, but usually I'm a digital guy too. Let's see, K1HTV, go ahead and give us your comments. It's KS1PPY.
KS1PPY and the group, K1HTV, good evening to everybody. And still thinking about the very enjoyable field day this past weekend. Those who didn't make it, missed one of the better, if not one of the best field days. As far as the best mode, I enjoy CW the most, although I did a lot of FT8 and found very interesting to run FT4. Quite a challenge to keep the QSO rate up. I'd be interested to see what the actual rate was for FT4 in the last hour or so when I operated on 20 meters. John's antenna worked quite well, that wire antenna, which started on the east side. It was started about 6 feet high, fed with a piece of 250 feet of coax right before it hit the end of the matching transformer he had at the very end of the coax. He had five ferrite clamps on the coax, and then the antenna went up to a 30-something foot pole, which was right about in the middle of the long wire. So it supported the middle of it, and the end of it came down towards the truck that Brad has, and it ended up about 6 feet above the ground, supported by a long rope. And that antenna worked very well. I was amazed how well it did work, even on 20. You know, it's really tough to make a lot of QSOs on 20 at least a good rate, and did quite well. And I'd be interested to see how the FT4 rate was. I was working at least one a minute for a while, then two a minute. And there were some minutes where I worked three stations on FT4, so it was very fast. The propagation today was kind of down from what it has been the past couple of days. It's been down a little bit. A couple of days ago was excellent. Again, 17 is the band for Asia. Worked eight Chinese stations plus a number of other Asians in the morning, a couple of mornings ago, Monday morning. And then it kind of petered out. The solar flux has climbed over 90 now, which is good. I got on 15, worked some stuff in the Pacific, and had a very nice chat with a VK on 17-meter sideband last night around 11 o'clock. So 17 was open quite late into the Pacific. loads of FDH stations, of course, but it was good to hear some sideband stations on 18140. Other than that, the 13 Colonies event starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 1300 Zulu, tomorrow. So don't expect to see anything before 9 a.m. And it will continue until the 7th at 2359 Eastern Daylight Time. It's right before midnight, or right at midnight, Eastern Daylight Time, at the end of the day of July the 7th. And I'll be looking forward to working as many as I can. I'll be on mostly on the FT8 mode, or FT4 mode. Might do some CW slots. I know Mark is doing CW and FT8. And, of course, Brad's doing satellites. So, looking forward to working you guys on many bands. This is K1HTV, back to net.
Yeah, you're talking about the antennas we had out there. I feel that that is one of the other things that I really enjoyed learning about, towers going up and different field expedient methods of putting things, towers and end-fed antennas. It was nice to get a feel for what they had out there. Let's see, we had WB7RAV was in and out. Randy, thanks for coming by. KY4DN, it was great to see you out there at the field day. Thank you for, I think you were in and out as well. Next up I have KO4LLC. George, go ahead and give us your comments.
Good evening, Sippy, and everyone else on the net. My first public announcement is there is some lightning coming out, some clouds between me and you. If you're on a fixed station, you may want to take care of that. I had a great time at field day, but I was down the road with Sarah and RBARC working their GOTA station on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, before we shut down, I did the closing on the GOTA station on 40 meters, and it was a great time. I'm ready to go out and buy some more radio stuff. Looking forward to the next year. I was hoping I'd be able to sneak up to you to the Farah field day, but apparently I got a little busy. KO4 LLC, back to that.
Oh, yeah, the infinite hole of money that is ham radio. I'm struggling with that myself, but I sure got excited at field day as well. Hopefully I got a lot of others excited. It's fine business. KM4OZH, Gil, how was your field day? Your favorite mode? Give us your comments, over.
KS1PPY, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Sippy, and everybody on the net. And, well, it's good to hear that y'all had a great field day. And obviously the weather cooperated pretty good. Maybe it was a little crummy on Saturday morning, but like I said, that all straightened out eventually. And, yeah, I didn't get an opportunity to make it to the Farah field day. I was committed to the old Virginia Hams. They all night shift, and so I worked 80-meter phone from like 10 o'clock at night to 6 a.m. But it was all good, and it's great to hear that everybody's always still excited about field day. So that's about all I got for this evening. This is KM4OZH, back to net.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, I know. I worked the OVH station on some digital modes from the UHF VHF, and I think you guys were the only ones that I wasn't able to get on the voice UHF VHF. I managed to get the Culpeper guys, W8CUL, and the Heritage Hunt guys, but I kept trying to listen for OVH and never did quite get it in there on voice. I was looking forward to that. Now, there's always next year. One of the things I learned this time around was all the improvements that I want to make to my performance next time, and it was loads of fun. AG4VA, I think you were, I don't think you were in and out, but if you're there, Alan, give us a call.
Good evening, Sippy. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA, Alan in Ivy, Virginia. Well, like last year for field day, I was on the road by about 6 a.m. I went over and did two summits on the air activations northwest of Harrisonburg on the Virginia-West Virginia border, Devil's Knob, which is right on the line. And then I went a couple miles into West Virginia and activated Snyder Knob a summit that has never been activated before. There's no trail to it, so it's kind of just a bushwhack in the in the woods on your own, kind of a brutal summit to go to, more than a 1,000 feet of vertical climb through some mountain laurels. And then I went to a field day party in the Shenandoah Valley, same one I went to last year. A bunch of people got together when clubs looked like they weren't going to do anything for field day and just kind of decided to have a party. So I was invited to that again this year. And I took my food contribution, which was gumbo, and that seemed to go over pretty good. And it was funny looking around on the ARRL's website, looking up a couple things for field day. I see that even the ARRL has gotten into the food business, or at least the spice. They have a field day chili seasoning that they sell. And there's not enough information on there to see if the ARRL has taken this to the point where maybe they add a little humor to it. You know, chili has a spice rating and alarms, and it seems like maybe the ARRL would make their chili, you know, related to the signal meter, like S1 for mild and S9 for very spicy. Although in the middle of the summer, I don't often think about chili. Or maybe they'll just rate their spice in kilohertz or megahertz. Who knows? Back to net, 73 to all, 18-4-VA.
Oh, fine business. I like that idea. Measured in S meters instead of, or actually, I guess it would stand for Scoville, so I guess it would work fairly well for measuring that. And Roger on the sodas and the party. I'm trying to remember who it was I worked. I was able to work one person on a soda expedition. I think it was W4GO. Had to get a hold of him during field day. I was happy to help a club member on a soda and field day all at the same time. I enjoyed that. KJ7APV, Becca, give us your comments.
KJ7APV, greetings everyone on the net. My comments on field day. My favorite mode is not a radio mode. It's a camping mode. I was looking forward to trying out my skills or reacquainting myself with my skills that I picked up on a year and a half journey I took around the nation by bus, and my goal was to find the homeless type people so they could teach me how to be homeless. That was a domestic violence situation. I thought I might actually become homeless. I still may. All of us might. Who knows? So I picked my tree. I call it city camping. And a homeless guy down in Florida, he said, here's what you do. You wait, and then you dive into the bushes just about dusk. So that's what I did, but it was after dusk. I don't know. There's some beautiful trees on the side of that meadow, and it was nicely padded with some pine needles, and I was undisturbed by anybody, by myself there with my bag. So that was kind of nice, and then I woke up hours later, it was like 12 or 1 or 2 o'clock, and I found some operators working overnight, so that was kind of memorable. I enjoyed watching experienced operators, and towards the end, I just about 2 o'clock, I might have mentioned this the other night, I got 5 contacts in. I was the last one on the go-to station under Justin's firm and kind, this is how you hold your place on the frequency. So that was a good experience for future contesting, which I hope to get into once my radio chat grows. So the other thing of interest to me was that some of the old-timers, I asked them how many contacts they made, and they said 0. And another one said 1. And these are the guys who helped set up, and they've, you know, been experienced. And I go, well, why so few? And one of them said, well, that was my goal. I wanted other people, you know, the more recently licensed people to get on the net. So I thought that was commendable. So back to you, S1PPY, KJ7APV.
Ah, sounds good. Yeah, I know there was a question as to where you disappeared to in the middle of it. I turned around, and you were gone, and Brad pondered where you disappeared to, and but then I saw you the next day, and I thought, okay, well that works out good. And Roger on a lot of the old timers who gave the people a chance. I know I learned much more from Justin than he thinks I did. Just sitting there next to him and having him coach me on the go to POTUS station, I learned quite a bit. Let's see, WD8-QCN. I did not forget you this time. Sorry I keep missing you in the listing of things, but I do remember when you're in there. Go ahead, give us your comments, favorite mode, and et cetera.
Mississippi, KS1PPY in the net, WD8-QCN. Yeah, I was at the Ferris site. It was great to meet everyone finally. Eyeball and put names and faces and call signs together. Favorite mode, I'm always a voice guy when it comes to field day, but it was kind of nice to get the tutorial from Rich there on operating FT8 in contest mode. I've been playing with FT8 for a couple months here, but it's the first time I've seen that particular screen with you know, the different markup there. For stations called, stations worked, et cetera, et cetera. So that was interesting to me. Other than that, I would say probably satellite. I'm an old satellite guy, as you know very well. Yeah, field day was a blast, and boy, was the food good. Kudos all around on the food. KS1PPY in the group, WD8QCN.
Oh, yeah. I have not made the mention of the glorious food from Alan and Brad and his wife cooking up the meats and all the dishes that everybody brought. I managed to bring some potato salad that my wife makes, so I got to enjoy all my favorite foods kind of in one place. I think that made it even better. I believe next is Lexi, KO4CLR. Give us your comments, favorite modes, field day experience.
This is KO4CLR, Alexi. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Sippy, for hosting the net. I got to be honest, my field day experience was very short but very intense. I got to watch quite a few antennas being set up, and it was very interesting just to watch everyone do it due to a mechanical problem with my son's vehicle. I was called away, and I didn't get to get on the air. However, I went home after I cleaned myself up and listened for a while. It was actually pretty impressive listening to people, not only between the field day events, but I guess some of the on the air event as well. But other than that, it was wonderful to actually put a real face with many of our members. It's been almost a year since I've met some of the members. And it was the first time for meeting quite a few of them. I was very impressed with everyone's hospitality, everyone's basically initiative to go help each other. It was great to see that. I'd like to commend everybody and the club itself for doing that. It was very welcoming. Everyone was great. Just being 2 years and listening to the conversation, it was wonderful just to listen to it all and soak it all up. Anyway, I would like to thank everyone again. I look forward to getting on the air. And actually, hopefully by next year, I will be a general licensed ham. But anyway, KO4CLR, back to net.
Yeah, fine business. It was good to see you out there. And sooner or later, we'll get you to an event or a testing session where work doesn't get in the way. We can get you in general and up on the larger bands. Looking forward to that. KM4, SBL, Bob, the guy with all the tools. My goal next year is to have all the ready-made tools like Bob did. Go ahead and give us your comments, favorite modes, etc.
KS1PPY from KM4SPL in the net. Thanks, Sippy, for running the net. As far as my participation goes for field day this year, I was definitely there for setup. You know, with all the tools, and I was there for a teardown, and I was there for dinner. But this year, I did not operate at all, so, you know, I'm going to definitely make a heck of a point next year to be a part of a station. It feels like this year, I've only been a ham for about 2.5 years now, and this is really third field day, but last year's field day I feel like didn't really count. But I feel like field day approached really quick this year because there wasn't a lot of preliminary setup for the field day. Anyway, next year definitely going to be I'm going for actually operating. So that's my two cents. That's all I got. KN4SPL, back to net.
Yeah, fine business. You had us helping to set up so much. It's kind of a shame you didn't get on a radio, but I understand, and look forward to having you operate some more next year. This is KS1PPY with the Wednesday night informal TechNet. KD4 Sierra Victor, Dave, KX4KU is asking about the email, and go ahead and give us your comments and questions, anything you got.
Well, good evening.
KD4SV, we kind of lost you there for a second. Not quite making the repeater or having a radio problem, maybe a battery dying. Give you another opportunity before I call for more check-ins. Hopefully you're still around. KD4, Sierra Victor.
Okay, I haven't checked the battery for a while, so maybe that's a problem. Sitting here with a handheld. So I'll say 73, KD4SV.
We kind of cut out before the original parts of the comments. All we got was a sippy welcome for, and then you cut completely out. Were you able to answer KX4KU's question about the email, or give us any favorite modes, ever?
Yes, what I was saying, maybe my battery's okay, but my hand slipped off. I'm talking, using my handheld sitting in the living room, since I'm only about a 2,000 yards from the repeater. The reason I renewed my membership was I wasn't sure whether I was still a member anymore. It's been a while, and I did want to go down for field day. Like somebody said, it was sort of miserable in the morning, and in the afternoon, things got away from me, and I never did make the trip down to Crockett Park. But I understand you had a great field day, and hopefully maybe next year I'll get down there. But anyway, I operate a 75-meter net on the weekend, just a few of us, and of course nobody was around because we're doing the field day contest. But anyway, so I did a few contacts, but nothing just thought was notable over the weekend. So thanks for running the net, Sippy, and I'll try and do better next time. Hopefully I'm still hanging there with the repeater. KD4SV, 73.
All right, one last one before I let you go so that we know for sure. KX4KU had a question about whether or not you got his email. If you could just give him an answer to that one, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I meant to say that. I mentioned I renewed my dues. Yeah, I got his email, so fine business on sending me the email. Thank you. Back to net control.
Ah, okay. I misunderstood where the direction of that part was going. I was going to say, glad to have you in the club. I didn't know that was the purpose of it. But that's awesome. It's good to have you in there. Good to have you back. That is the end of my list. So let's go for a round of check-ins for anybody else who'd like to join us or any rechecks. Please call.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango. KX4KU, recheck.
KX4O.
All right, I got K4JNT, who doubled with somebody in there. We added KX4O and KX4KU on a recheck. Anybody that I missed or didn't call?
November Lima 7, Victor X-ray.
Okay, NL7VX. Good to have you on board. Let's go ahead and start off with Wayne. It was good to see you out there for field day, and just any comments, favorite mode, or field day experiences.
Well, thanks for doing the net. Good evening, everybody. Field day, I didn't get to participate like I wanted to, but we all know how life goes sometimes. I'd say right now my favorite mode is FT8, and that's because I'm trying to work all states on the, I've got 20 down, it's done. Got a few more to go on 40 and it's done, that I can get a sticker. And that's about it. It was good seeing people I haven't seen for a while at the field deck. Looked like y'all had a good time. K4JNT, back to net.
Yeah, fine business. It was good to see you out there in the dark coming out to check on us. Greatly appreciated it. KX4O, go ahead, give us your comments.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for the great weekend. It was a lot of fun, especially that food, man. We haven't had it like that, I don't think, quite ever. We've had it different. We've had it good, but this was something to behold. And the number of guests that came were pretty amazing. And the number one thing for me is the VE session. So however that was organized, wonderful. So that's about it. Great show. KX Row, back to that.
Yeah, fine business. I think we're still waiting on official numbers of how many people tested and how many new hands we have in the area from either Katie or Dave. But they do such a fantastic job of testing and VEing. It's wonderful to get everybody added in there. November Lima 7, Victor X-Ray. Go ahead, give us your comments.
Good evening, and thank you for running the net. Favorite mode, for my favorite mode, is CW. During the field day, I did CW, and my wife and son, KK4TCJ and KN4DWX, they did sideband. And what do we learn? Always bring out extra 550 cord or bank line. And even if you have a self-standing tripod vertical antenna, always guide it. Always guide, even when it's not windy, because it will become windy on you. So we learned that, and we had to guide it. But I did have some 550 cord. And I want to thank again Anna, Brad, especially Brad, for bringing out the paperwork so I could join the club. Appreciate that. He's been over backwards for me. I want to thank Kevin. A lot of other people, too, that can't remember the call signs or their names. And I want to thank everybody who came over to our solar setup in the heat. My wife brought that to my attention. She said, I can't believe they're walking over here in this heat just to visit us. But I want to thank everybody who came over to introduce themselves to us and see what we were doing. Met a lot of good people, had a lot of nice conversations, and I want to thank the club as a whole for welcoming us, because we were not club members when we came out there. We joined when we got out there. We've never been club members, although we have been to several of the past events. But it was very nice of the club as a whole to allow non-club members to come up and set up a setup like what we had. Very, very nice. I mean, that just blew us out the water, so... So we want to thank the club as a whole for accepting us. And so that's all I've got. And so I will turn it back to Nick.
Yeah, it was great to have a conversation with you way on the other side of the field and look at your solar setup. I really enjoyed seeing that and would like to thank you for coming out and running the solar station, basically. And I can probably say in advance, welcome to the club, because I don't think anybody who was out there would say that you were not worthy to join. You guys did a great job out there. Lots of contacts and lots of learned setup experience. Appreciate you for sharing that experience with us. KX4KU recheck. Go ahead, Kevin.
KS1 PPY KX4KU. Just wanted to add some footnotes to the rest of the conversation. First off, preliminarily, I think it's we got 1,291 contacts as club for field day on the preliminary numbers. So, tomorrow is Canada Day, Radio Canada Day or something. So, if you want to work some Canadian, if you got time tomorrow and want to try work a bunch of Canadians, they should be on tomorrow, as well as the 13 colonies. Yes, Bob, you know, you can operate or not next year, just as long as you bring your work truck. That would be awesome on field day. And lastly, Wayne, you get the prize for scaring the bedevil out of me. When you showed up to the CWPU trailer. So that's all I have. KS1, PPY, KX4KU, back to the net.
Oh, fine business. Well, that's the end of the list here. So this has been K KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And if you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org. Or if you have a subject that you'd like to bring out before the net, you can email farinet@w4va.org. Please stand by for tones. One last time, this is KS1PPY, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. The recording should be available in a couple hours if you'd like to go to the website and or catch up on previous nets. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. 7-3.
KS1PPY, KF4TEK Mobile.
KF4TEK Mobile. How are we doing? Haven't heard from you in a little bit.
Oh, doing okay. Good job on the net. I was listening to it. HT apparently failed to make the trip during the check-in time, but good job. And just wanted to say hi and see how you're doing. It's been a while. You've been talking for an hour, so if you don't want to chat right now, it's fine. We can catch up some other time. I'll be on the road tomorrow morning going into the office and again in the afternoon. So, yeah, just hope you're doing well.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, I'm long-winded, so, you know, I can always talk for stuff about stuff. But, yeah, it's good to hear you back out there. We missed you on the Sunday night. Hopefully you'll be picking that up again soon, because I don't know if I can come up with enough technical topics to keep it going for a whole month. I need, like, 2 or 3 weeks worth of prep time to match you. But what time are you going to be dropping in the morning?
Probably between... somewhere between 9:30 and 10:30, somewhere in that window, maybe as late as 11.
Ah, that's fair. Okay, I'll probably, well, hopefully pass out by then, but we'll see. I'm sort of forced to do a bunch of Uber driving tonight to keep up with the expenses of ham radio. So got some things I need to get, and that involves driving for most of the week, but. I'm tired. I've been on the road for, gosh, every night this week, plus a trip to West Virginia Sunday night, and it's been rough. Have you been okay? Just kind of at a loss here.
Yeah, I was good. I was on PTO. I typically don't discuss vacation plans ahead of time. It's just something I don't do, but yeah, we're all good. Drove over to Wisconsin, drove back Saturday and Sunday, saw some friends in Indiana, saw a lot of family. I packed the 7100 into the van and got a VHF UHF and an HF whip on it. I didn't have a tuned HF whip. I just threw I threw the top part of a ham stick into the mount just to have something so that I could receive. Because the ham stick with the whip on top of the van is too tall to drive on the interstate. But it was pretty cool. You know, I listened to, I just spun the dial from top to bottom while my wife was driving. And I heard a lot of interesting different things. So it was good times. So I may be inspired to follow in your footsteps in the Guild of the Battle Prius, I don't know. But good luck with your Ubering. Hope it goes well. Looks like there's going to be a little bit of weather tonight, so stay safe. And, yeah, hope you get lots of big tips to get you that next piece of whatever it is you're hankering for. What's on the wish list for ham gear this week?
Oh, I'm saving up for a couple lengths of Velomar 400 to improve my 2 meter and 440 experience after having some pretty disappointing results from the house here and there. Rich kind of helped me narrow down that I have really crappy cable for UHF. Goings on. I didn't think it was too far until I actually started looking at how many feet I had draped across my roof and realized I had way too much for the RG8X that I was running it on. I was losing probably most of the power and any of the good signals were received coming back in. So I gotta improve that if I'm gonna do any good with it. And Roger, on the multiple places, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm still debating on changing out the STM 400 and the Battle Prius for a 7100. The only thing I don't like about it is the having to figure out how to get a GPS into it for the APRS functions. A lot of acronyms here, but just so I could add some 6 meter possibilities. But I don't know if it's worth it. I do like my STM 400. Did you have any field day contacts in that whole mobile experience? KS4TEK, KS1PPY.
KS4TEK mobile. I did not. I was driving for that portion, the portion of field day that we were driving. I was awake. And I was driving, and I was able to flip the dial around a good bit, but I wasn't able to make any contacts. Again, my HF whip wasn't tuned for that. So I heard a lot, though. We were moving through, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, and I could hear pretty much the eastern half of the U.S. on, I think it was on 20 or 40 meters, maybe both. And all the way up through 10 meters, I could hear pretty much that region. So I tuned around and then hunted for W4VA on SSD on phone in a couple of bands here and there, but I didn't hear us or y'all or whatever. But they had just been timing, and that was the extent of it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, we'll have to get you in on the we'll call it the Prius fleet of hams. Get a tuned ham stick or a screwdriver on the back end, you know. Something nice and extended. Yeah, that was one thing I kind of noticed about most of the operating stations. I think a lot of guys came out there for the social. And there were quite a few times I went around and I was like, oh, wait, nobody's on the phone one right now. Because we were just having fun talking and getting together, but it was still fun to get on there when I could. We just need more people to operate, more times that people can come and actually put the name out on the air, maybe establish frequencies here and there or something so the guys can listen out for it. I was listening out for call signs that I recognized and trying to grab them whenever I could. But, yeah, fine business.
This is W4VA repeater.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Yeah, not saying that anybody, not faulting anybody, and I think it's great that people finally got a chance to get together and visit. So that's important. We need a better name for the HF-enabled Prius. When I drove, a long time ago, when I drove a Ford Probe, and I had my ham gear in it, and I had, two antennas on the back and one on the roof, I would just call it the Probe Droid from Star Wars. But I don't know what to call a Prius.
K4JNT.